Yeah, rock it. It's the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. I am Nima Vedati, one half of the Freedom Fiends. We've got Michael W. Dean as the other half out there in his Wormabago worldwide now on the outskirts of Kiev. How's it going, Mr. Dean?
It's good. There's gunfire in the distance, and I'm not in Kiev, but we're going to talk about Kiev. Today is the Fiends Go International. That's been the name of the show, because I have been working with this guy named Jeremy Rand on this product called Namecoin slash, well, the product is called Free Speech Me, and Free Speech Me is basically the killer app for Namecoin that suddenly allows you to easily have domain names that are not controlled by any government or corporation, that can't be shut down with a phone call, that are more secure in ways beyond that, that cannot be easily hacked or redirected or hijacked. And you can go to freespeechme.org or freespeechme.com or freespeechme.net, or if you have the Free Speech Me plugin, freespeechme.bit. Last night, we finally got all of them working. And and mirrored everywhere, so it's all good. It'll never go down. So freespeechme.any. We're not going to get freespeechme.bicycle and all that. That's just ridiculous. All these new domain names coming out. ICANN.
Why is ICANN doing that, do you think?
Do you think they
had some kind of prescience and foresaw .bit and thought, well, let's put out all these new domain names to confuse everybody about top-level domains? And
no.
Then, no?
No. I think it was because they know that Pepsi will have to go out and buy every single one of them, and they'll have to buy Pepsi sucks in every single one of them. And, no, like they'll, and then
so
like,
it's a slick rent seeking.
It's a
kind
slick
of deal.
Slick rent seeking kind of. And people have asked me, like, you know, why don't you allow? Why doesn't Namecoin allow you to have things other than .bit? And I don't know.
That's the point, guys.
I think that's the point. Is to stay out of the way of ICANN, because, you know, like, let's say you could do anything you want. People would be registering things that ICANN either has or has a white paper in a drawer somewhere saying they're going to own in a few years, and the government would back them.
What's after the dot too also holds information for goers. And if you're going to websites and you see something that's dot bit, you know that that's the government proof website. Just
exactly.
Like if I see dot gov on the end of something on a billboard, I know I'll never visit that website.
Yeah. Just like if you have dot doc at the end of something or dot JPEG, you or your computer knows what, you know, program to open it up.
Yes.
With. It's not random information, and they've made it. Well, I guess they haven't made it random information but I don't think they're going to like make you prove you sell bicycles to have dot bicycle.
Really going to be that deep?
They have
that
dot bicycle.
Dot bicycle and dot potato wedge and
they have
all,
dot
anything
bicycle.
In the world.
They have dot bicycle. They also bicycle. Have dot Republican and dot Democrat, but not dot libertarian or dot anarchist. And they also have dot dog, but don't have dot cat. So it's going to fail because you can't
run. Do they have dot doge?
No, I don't know. No. I don't know. But people are really excited about this. And if you go to any web host, you know, web, like registration site, because last night I grabbed freespeechme.net because I realized we never registered it and someone will probably Skype it or snipe it. By the way, we're using Skype today to talk to each other, Neve and I. We're not using our very expensive codecs in a software product that we used to use.
Skype has come into its own, and it's way less lame now than it was even a year ago,
even
a few
months ago. Yeah, yep. And you know, it's not 100%, but I'm starting this show. I have a start date. It's March 10th. My show, Michael Dean After Dark, and I'm going to have like 8 different co-hosts, one at a time, rotating. And it's pretty cool. I'm really psyched about it. Michael Dean After Dark is going to be kind of like The Fiends without Nima, but basically I wanted to do The Fiends every night of the week, and Nima's like, I can't do that. I have a kid. I have a job. I have 2 jobs. I have 3 jobs.
3 jobs.
My joke is Nima's always currently between jobs, which doesn't mean he's unemployed. It means he's usually in his truck driving from one job to another.
Right.
That's my 5th grade joke I made up. It's 5th grade, but it's solid. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all these dot everything that's coming up. Like, you go to, you know, I went to register dot freespeechme.net the other day, and my web, you know, when the place you go to register on your domain host, it says 1,000 new domains are available. The internet will never be the same. And I'm like, yeah, it will. If that's 1,000 new cushy jail cells, man. And I say dot bit, free speech me, the internet will literally never be the same. Because it really makes true on the promise of the internet in 1995. Like people said, with the internet, somebody publishing in their basement has the same reach as the New York Times. And that was technically true, but the New York Times always had more of a reach. But since Web 2.0 came out, in the year around 2000, 1999, 2000, which is social networking, which is you don't need to know HTML and you can talk back and everybody right. can have a website and you can get things can go viral. That kind yes. of is true. And like the New York Times and traditional media is dying to the point
flopping.
Where like,
yeah.
you know, to the point where like, you know, the Guardian used to be the big thing, but finally like the best writer there quit and went and started his site. And it's, what's it called?
He works for, is it called First Look? And The Intercept, I yeah. think, is the offshoot of the magazine.
And we
it's
got,
done
and
by
we,
a libertarian billionaire.
We squatted The Intercept.bit, but we will gladly give it to Greenwald and Company free if they contact us. We actually squatted.
Yes. And Matt Taibbi, I think that's his name, the really great writer from Rolling Stone, who's kind of lefty but really anti-war too. He left Rolling Stone and went and joined Greenwald and Omidyar and Scahill.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this, you know, they have super groups in rock music and they usually aren't great, but this is like the super journos group. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, I squatted a bunch of domain names of people that I'm not going to sell any of them. I'm going to give them to people. Like I have Judge yes. Knapp, you know, Judge Napolitano is Judge
you're
Knapp.
You're saving seats.
I'm That's saving seats. Doing. I'm saving yes. them from people that
because people don't know they need to be at this show yet. Once they realize right. they need to be at this show, their seat's already reserved and they yeah. can come, sit down, have a cocktail. And
hopefully write about the experience. But I'm not, yeah. it's not quid pro quo. I'm not saying write about this and I'll give it to you. I'm saying let me give this to you and explain it to you and then maybe you'll write about it because it's yeah. going to change the world. So we've been going international and we've learned some great new terms this week because I've been working with translators working on translating the Free Speech Me video and we really love this one thing. Let me play a little bit of the German so we can get to this great term.
Yeah.
The term for central scrutinizers. What was it?
It's Control like Apparaten.
Control Apparaten, which means the control apparatus, which is the German equivalent of apparatchik. Which is the yeah, Russian term.
Which is kind of what he used instead of central scrutinizer.
Yeah, here you go.
Das freie, kostenlose Softwareplan im Free Speech Me weiterzuentwickeln, weiter zu verbreiten und das Internet vor den ausufernden Kontrollapparaten der Regierungen zu schützen.
Control apparatus. Some of that sounds like cussing, but it's absolutely not. It's just German sounds like cussing. I love it.
It's a very rich language,
it
German.
It's a very
isn't
rich
it?
Language. Yes,
very yeah. dynamic.
Although the guy did ask me, he saw pictures of my kitty cats that are gorgeous, you know, Fuzzy and Peanut. Uh-huh. And he said, my girlfriend, who's an animal lover, asked me what race your cats are. Are they
it's
made?
All about, it's still all about race in Germany.
Maybe it
even
is.
Even with cats.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
racist.
That's
yeah.
racist. Yeah. And I asked him, he also said that Namecoin sounds a lot like Maine Coon, and my cats are Maine Coons. I'm like, I never.
Guess if you've got a German accent.
I never, well, I think if you don't see English the way we do, but I like it. I think we should name a cat Namecoin next time we get a cat.
Namecoin. Name Kitty. Kitty yeah. coin.
Let's hear
is
some.
There's no kitty no. coin, but there's a Doge
no.
coin.
Dogecoin. And yeah, that's why that's why you need .bit, because Bitcoin yeah. is really Web 3.0, and I would say .bit and Namecoin and Free Speech Me are four. Let's listen to the Spanish version.
Cansado de la okay. censura en Internet? Preocupado de la seguridad en Internet? ¿Qué tal una solución que no reemplaza simplemente un potencial saboteador por otro? Free Speech Me es una extensión gratuita y de código abierto para Firefox que te permite acceder a las páginas .bit. Yeah. .bit es un nuevo dominio de nivel superior que no está controlado por ningún gobierno ni corporación. Puedes registrar hoy mismo un dominio
Надоело цензура в интернете? Беспокойтесь о безопасности. Как насчет решения, которое не просто является выбором между одним и другим? Free Speech wow. Me – это плагин с открытым yeah. исходным кодом для браузера Mozilla Firefox, который позволяет легко и быстро просматривать веб-сайты с расширением.
And it's funny because that guy lives in Belarus, and there's a joke in dark in the black metal community of like. It's kind of true that like the more obscure the music you like is, the more cool you are. Like in Metalocalypse, when they go to Norway and visit the first black metal record store, and the guy's like, "I don't like Death Clock, too digital, too commercial." And there's, you know, like there's this thing of like, you know, the coolest kid on the block is the one that has the sixth generation cassette tape of an unknown black metal band from Belarus recorded in a cave. So that was like my and black metal is not a racial term. It means darker than dark.
You thought you'd have that tape hum of the cassette.
Man. But actually,
no,
this
that's
guy,
the cleanest sounding one we've got yet.
This is the cleanest sounding. Like this, the audio on this, on what he sent me, is more professionally recorded than when I went into a professional recording studio and recorded Robert Downey Jr. doing the narration of my Selby movie. I mean, this that was really good, but... And the audio you and I make is really good, but this just, I turned it on, he sent me the, and I was just like, my jaw dropped. It sounded so good. I loved it.
Yeah. Yep. Excellent. Yep. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes being cool by saying your obscure musical taste gets you into trouble, though. I was doing a consult for some clients in England that are actually going to fly to Austin for their wedding. And the guy really likes hip hop. So he was asking me what kind of hip hop I'm into. And I tried to be like, yeah, you know, I like Ab Soul and Danny Brown and Black Hippie and TDE and this guy from San Diego that nobody knows yet called Oso Ocean. He's like, oh. Oh, I like Kanye West and Jay-Z. I was like, damn it, me too. I was trying to be cool.
But, is Black Hippie Danger Mouse? He is kind of a Black Hippie.
No. I love Black Danger Hippie Mouse, is another term for like Kendrick Lamar, Absol, okay. Schoolboy Q.
You know, they use some black hippie, Danger Mouse in Breaking Bad.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Danger Mouse is pretty popular, man.
Here, let's hear the Chinese version.
Free speech me 是 fireworks 的自由 open source 的插件，它是我们能够毫不费力的浏览 Dublin 网站 ，Dublin 的点位是不是由任何政府公或公司控制的新顶级领域？今天你可以使用廉价的 cryptocurrency 及 namecoin
cryptocurrency。Yeah, I told them not to. I told them all not to translate the technical terms unless there is a definite translation in their.
And teaching hospital, this was a really good move for you logistically. Go ahead and tell us why.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't
because
know what that is.
If they don't translate the things like cryptocurrency and Namecoin, then you know where you're at in reading.
Oh,
of it.
Absolutely.
So you can edit the video to it.
And the Belarusian guy actually did all the work for me, but everybody else I had to listen to it and do it and move it around. Yeah, the Belarusian guy was unclear on my concept, and if he'd asked me about this, I would have said not to do this, but it was amazing, and he's so pro, it worked out great. He sent me a video, low res of my high res video with music and his talking, and I just grabbed the talking and music out of it and synced it. That's why his music is different than the rest of them, but it worked perfectly. I didn't have to do any work, really. But the rest of them, I had to do a lot of moving around, and knowing those words in English and where you are really helps with that to match what's on the screen. We'll be back on the Freedom Fiends international version.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Inoculation from indoctrination. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and I love the Plume Room nicotine liquid for all my e-vaping pleasure.
And I'm DJ Dean, the fiend behind the scene. We exclusively use the Plume Room Artisan e-liquid. The Plume Room vape juice is made lovingly in America by the talented mad mixtress Andrea. It's not mass-produced or stored in stockpile. The Plume Room has 25 flavors, and almost a third of them are Spin Fuel Award winners.
Tell them the fiend sent you and use the discount code VAPE2014 to get 10% off at theplumeroom.com. That's theplumeroom.com.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Welcome to the Freedom Fiends for superhuman purebloods only.
Ew.
That means if you're listening, you're awesome. No, I'm kidding. But I guess we wanted to talk about Mr.
I think
Nugent.
You got to clarify that, man.
I was making fun of Ted Nugent.
You sound like an Aryan power guy, but actually you are technically Aryan because you're Aryan. Iranian. Yeah. Which is where the word Aryan comes from.
That blows the minds of some ill-educated American skinheads who think that Aryan means blonde and blue-eyed and Nordic. But,
well, the thing that Ted Nugent said, calling the president, or I don't even want to call the president, calling Obama, calling him a
subhuman mongrel.
That's racist talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be more comfortable hearing Obama called Hitler. It's less racist by far.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Calling him an idiot, saying he's a criminal, saying he's a baby killer is all true. But Man, that's
The dictionary definition of mongrel is a dog mixed of no race. Definable type yeah. or breed.
He's calling him a mixed race, horrible. You know, those are words that racist people use, and we don't.
Yeah.
We don't cotton to that here on the Fiends. And Nima, where are you from? Where are you from, Nima?
Where am I from? Salt Lake.
Why are you brown?
Why am I proud?
You
yes,
said that's what people mean when they really ask you where are you from.
Yes,
they mean
yes, because they always ask me where I'm from, and I always say Salt Lake, and then they give me this mean look, like that's not what I meant. I meant why are you brown?
Yeah, especially since your answer is, you know, to where you're from is the whitest place on earth. Yeah, man. Yeah, I think we need to play some Persian language
free speech meme
here. Okay. Yeah, Johnny Dollar and another friend of ours. Johnny Dollar used his real name on this, which is dangerous. And I asked him, do you want to just say Johnny Dollar? And he's like, no, you can use – I'm not going to try to pronounce his real name. It's four names, and one of them is Muhammad, and I don't want to butcher it. So I'm going
to – okay. Yeah. You want me to give it a go?
Yeah, here, let me pigeon it to you.
Pigeon it to me while you play the audio.
Pigeon it to the – oh, I just sent you a whole bunch of Persian, man. The government goons watch – that just set off an alarm somewhere in the Department of Homeland Security, man. I accidentally cut and pasted a whole page. I just sent you like 500 words in – what do you call them?
Whenever you send squiggly over pigeon, squiggly. The NSA immediately perks its ears up.
Okay, it's in there somewhere, man.
Yeah, I see it. Okay. This is voiced by Mohammed Javad. Nimati Ziabari.
Better than I could do. You probably still butchered it because you're Iranian from the whitest place on earth. You're the whitest Persian kid you know. There you go. Here we go.
Free speech me?
Yeah, go Johnny Dollar, go.
Yeah, Johnny Dollar,
Johnny B. Dollar.
He's got a very laid back delivery. Yeah, man. I think he's from what would be analogous as kind of like the West Coast chill place of Iran. He's on the Caspian coast where it's beautiful and green and lush,
man,
and hilly.
Yeah. And most people don't know that there is a Southern California of Iran. They picture it all like sand and caves. I don't think are there caves in Iran. I'm not sure, but.
I imagine there are, but yeah, it's not like Afghanistan, which I think the best way I've heard it put is what Scott Horton says, that it's the size of Texas, but it's shaped like Colorado, but with even bigger mountains, really, because I mean, it's like the foothills of the Himalayas over there on the north.
By shape, he doesn't mean it's a rectangle on the map. He means the topography.
The topography, yeah. Not the political shape of some lines that some Brits drew over tea, but yeah.
Well, we're working on getting more translations. We're doing this in 14 languages because this has to go worldwide, and I want to thank everyone who's been stepping up to work cheap or free to do this. We've been paying some people $2 Namecoin, which is about $8 US. But you can register 100 domain names with $2 Namecoin. See, Namecoin is not currency. It's the only cryptocurrency that's not in competition with Bitcoin. It's literally like the cement to build the roads of the new internet superhighways.
It's a commodity. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In that way, it can be used like currency, just like salt used to be used as currency, even though it was a commodity. So
yeah.
It's got that physical need that it's useful for something else thing that people always complain about with Bitcoin.
Well, they say it has no intrinsic value, but you know, literally Namecoin does because you can use it for a parallel DNS system that is not able to be shut down with one phone call the way .com and everything else.
Which is an amazing thing. Isn't that what everybody wants? Yeah. Don't we want the internet to be exactly like you said at the beginning of the show, what it's promised, where literally anything and everything is on there.
Yeah, that
and
was
a site that you frequent to get your non-IP compliant media from isn't constantly moving and shut down.
Last night, I mean, we were moving stuff to – like we have four – we have freespeechme.com, .bit, .net, and .org, and they're on four different servers because we want to have total redundancy. And to like transfer it – for Jeremy to transfer it to the other server took like a half hour. Like he just sent an update in the Namecoin wallet, and a half hour later you could see it worldwide. That doesn't work that way with .com and everything, man. Mm-mm. We'll be back.
Thing. We'll be back.
Worms.
We're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. You know, without the Star Trek communicator, we wouldn't have cell phones or computers that fit in your pocket. Because envisioning the future is the first step to real groundbreaking changes in our lifetime. That's why I love Scott Beezer's webcomic, Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe has allowed me to more clearly envision LibPair, or Libertarian Paradise, and help me work toward it. Who'll build the roads? You and me. Who'll draw up the blueprints? Scott Beezer in Quantum Vibe at BigHeadPress.com. That's BigHeadPress.com.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Brink of Freedom is a community-based network and magazine whose mission is to provide you with the information you need on your walk to freedom. From homesteading and gardening to tactical and firearms, Brink of Freedom provides everything you will need to gain the knowledge to be self-sufficient. If government doesn't like it, Brink of Freedom will cover it. Come share your knowledge and gain the knowledge of industry professionals within the community. Become a premium member and gain access to unlimited content and discounts on products and services from our merchants. Use the discount code FIENDS at brinkoffreedom.net.
Hey, this is Squisclar Squigelts from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And, I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Yeah. It's worm time. This is the Freedom Fiends live talk radio show. I'm Nima Vidati here in Central Texas Hill Country. We've got Michael W. Dean out there in the flying Wormabago over the mid-Atlantic. How's it going, Mr. Dean?
It's going really well. And I believe today is the day that Casper, Wyoming gets us in the afternoon. We've been on there in the nights, on sunny nights, and I think we're going to Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Casper time in the Caspian Sea of Wyoming, which is pretty cool and pretty weird because you used to live there, right, Nima? And it's kind of it's a wonderful little place that could we'll probably be shocked and amused by the fiends.
Yeah. Well, Wyoming is an interesting place and a beautiful place. I spent 2 years there, 1 year in Riverton near the Wind River Indian Reservation and another year in Casper, which is kind of like the central Wyoming hub, one of the bigger cities in Wyoming, although very tiny compared to any city elsewhere. And it's got a very, I don't know, I guess older demographic would be the polite way of saying it. But the young people tend to leave Casper when they get of age 18 or so. And so most of the people there have been there for a while and are entrenched in some of the older economic activities like oil work.
Yeah. You know what's kind of interesting is when I've seen this in Wyoming and elsewhere is when people realize that for various reasons, the young people tend to leave their state when they become of majority age. Basically, the day after they graduate high school, they drive to California or New York,
right,
you know, or even Salt Lake City. And they actually have like government programs like, how can we keep the young people down on the farm? Or how can we prevent the brain drain? And it's kind of like, I guess the free market has spoken when people want to leave and go somewhere else. Now, my wife and I, you know, we did that from wherever we were from. She was from Texas. I was from upstate New York. We both moved to California to find our fortune and weirdness when we were 18 or 19. And, you know, then we met each other in our early 40s and got married. And about 6 years later, we were like, we're sick of these California liberals. We have guns now. We got to move to Wyoming. And we did.
Yeah. Well, didn't they do a demographic study recently? And in those places now that people probably moved to back in the day, like California, Illinois, and New York, now more people are moving out than are moving in. And so I guess they've reached this critical mass where everybody moved in and made the places become these big government naughty words.
They think control. You can say it. Control apparatin.
Yeah,
it's the German word for apparatchik, which is what they used to call a tool of the state. And my friend in Germany who did the translation for freespeechme.org's video used the words the scrutinize to say it'll help save the internet from the scrutinizers of the world. And the image on screen for that is a bunch of riot cops in like Poland or Ukraine or something looking like they're about to murder you. And right. He translated my central scrutinizers as control apparatin, which is all one word in German, which means the control apparatus. It's a word for the people of the police state or the whole. It's the state. You know, it's not the government. It's the state. It's the thing that,
yes.
that holds it all together and keeps you afraid and keeps you compliant. But
which is
there's well, the Russian word, you know, apparatchik. You've used that a lot. And the guy said, yeah, it's, they both have they're both the same root word, apparatus. But apparatchik, he liked that word a lot because he said it's kind of like the state is a rock star and it has many chicks, apparatchiks. You know how each rock star has many chicks? Each like bureaucrat in the state has many apparatchiks. Yeah. And then has ones below them, literally. Yeah. So go on.
Well, it's funny because it seems to be that state apparatus, that control apparatin, that everybody thinks it's their job to fight for control of the control apparatus in order to make some kind of social change or secure freedom or whatever it is they want to do. And it seems to be that that's the root of all the unrest and all the violence, especially in the old world in places like Turkey and Ukraine, which is just mind-blowing if you see some of the footage coming out of Ukraine.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, yeah.
It's all people fighting over control of this central turret.
I'll say this, man. Ted, yeah, you said it's a turret pointing the government at a state 360 degrees like a machine gun, and everyone wants to have their party in control of it. You know yes. what? Ted Nugent is as square and collectivist as any California liberal who voted for Nancy Pelosi. That's
Amen.
A bold statement.
Amen.
I think that's bolder than – I mean, what he called the president was racist, but he said horrible things about the president before that weren't racist. Here's what I think. Ted Nugent just wants to have Ted Cruz in charge of that government apparatchik.
Oh, yeah.
Of the apparatus. Yeah. And that is as square and collectivist as everybody who wanted Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid to give them free health care. Ted Nugent, you are as square as a California liberal. You are as collectivist yes. as a California yes. liberal. And if you'd yes. like to come out here and debate us on that,
as an open invitation.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say maybe we'll find time, but yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, if Ted Nugent wanted to come on the Freedom Fiends.
I think if Ted Nugent comes so on the Freedom excited. Fiends, it should be like when we had Chris Novoselic on the Freedom Fiends. The first hour, we're just going to talk
we'll
about rock
him
and
for
roll.
His artistry
yeah, man.
On his,
well, his, for his artistry 35, 45 okay. years ago.
He sure, sure.
Have you heard his new stuff? I love the NRA. Yeah.
Is that a real song?
It's a real
song.
Oh, my. It's not no. even. Duh. It's not even good bar rock, man. Wow. Even without the dumb lyrics, you know. I don't love the NRA. I love guns. I am pro-gun and anti-Ted Nugent. How's that?
I love that. I love that too. Yeah. yeah. And I guess he did apologize. I didn't notice that. I sort of stopped paying attention after Pope Hat tweeted that in order for you to say that Ted Nugent should apologize, you have to accept the premise that anything he says is important in the first place.
That's funny.
I don't.
Although I saw that today and tweeted to Pope Hat. This is what radio has become. I tweeted to Pope Hat. Anybody who's not computer literate, who's just driving from church to Walmart or synagogue to Walmart today and hears this, turns on the radio and goes, well, I tweeted to Pope Hat. So Pope Hat tweeted to me. No, but I tweeted to Pope Hat, you know, anybody who says Ted Nugent should apologize is still following what's happening with Ted Nugent. I took it further than like, cause I didn't know, you know, kind of like when we had Stephanie Murphy on here and like Mike Makes Right and I were saying that, you know, we didn't even recognize the chair of the president and Stephanie Murphy like tried to out anarchist us, I guess. And she's like, Who's president now? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. That's kind of anarchist hipster. That's like being like,
I don't even know anymore, man. I don't know what.
I'm listening to my ninth-hand cassette tape from Belarus.
Yeah, man. Control apparatin. So the control apparatin is strong in this one, and this one being Ukraine. Man, have you seen what's going on over there?
Yeah. You sent me a video from LiveLeak with the caption that I guess you guys had been passing around saying, you know, this is what modern state versus protesters looks like. And it looks pretty horrific.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't even know. I mean, to describe what's going on there, like the fight they're fighting is really silly. Like the people want to join the European Union and the government doesn't want to let them. And, you know, basically they're like, we want to be part of a bigger world government, not just have you as our government.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, that's
really it's a fight between people who want the influence of the Western European and American influences and people who want influences from the Russian sphere. And there's a geographic split, too. Like the industrialists in the East are different than the more, I guess, liberal Democrat type people from the West. That's way oversimplified, too. But the point is exactly what we were saying earlier, is that what they're fighting over is control of that turret in the center of society that has the whole range. The whole range of that turret is the Ukraine. And one faction wants to control it, and the other faction is fighting to keep their hands on it. And the faction that's fighting to keep their hands on it won fairly in an election that people in Merca would say that's their freedom, and the other side should just wait their turn. But the thing is, why should there be this central state? Why should people in the East who don't want to be a part of the European Union be forced into it by others, and vice versa?
I agree wholeheartedly. And the thing is, you really should go on – we'll post this, but go to liveleak.com, and there's a raw, like 40-minute video, pretty high-def cell phone man-on-the-street interview.
Maybe, I think it's a real camera. I think it's a good camera.
Is it? I mean,
don't you?
I don't know, man, because I don't like – Apple and iPhones and all of the backdoor government stuff everyone has. But I will say this, the audio and video you can get from an iPhone and from an Android phone is getting pretty stunning. I mean, some of those translations, the translators were speaking into an iPhone. That's how they recorded those files.
Yeah.
But this video is like 40 minutes of a standoff of probably 20 or 30 citizens in groups of like 5 to 10 each, in the city during the daytime in Kiev, Ukraine, which used to be part of the Soviet Union and now is its own weird whatever. This is footage of government snipers shooting at citizens and hitting them. And there's footage from like 15 feet away of citizens getting hit with bullets. Now, the thing you have to realize is this is a bizarre situation. It's okay, this has been going on since November. I mean, you know, people always say
when the government crosses a line, they're going to taste my lead in the Second Amendment.
It's happening in Kiev, like literally.
Yeah.
And this isn't like some, you know, 10-minute shootout where everybody, you know, the people become martyrs. This has been going on since November. And these people don't have rifles. They have like baseball bats and slingshots and Molotov cocktails, and they are fighting
fireworks.
The government.
I think they were shooting fireworks at the government.
Yeah. And either the government snipers are really bad shots or they're intentionally shooting to wound, not to kill, because they're like shooting them in the legs and stuff from a distance. It's pretty weird, but let's play some of this audio on it. We can kind of talk over it if you want, but it's a war. It's
our,
a war.
Ambient noise.
It's a war from 3 days ago that's happening right now as we speak in the Ukraine. Citizens are in the street physically battling it out with the government. It's mind-blowing.
Yes. Although you shouldn't call it the Ukraine because it makes the other Ukrainians jealous.
I know. Ukraine.
It's just a Ukraine.
Okay, this is two guys dragging a wounded or dead guy. There's fire everywhere. There's smoke. They're making tire fires. Here's rifle fire. They're shooting at citizens. And that sounds like a .22 or something, but that's like a battle rifle from like 500 yards away, echoing throughout the city.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They're dragging a dead guy. I mean, this kind of looks like Occupy Wall Street if Occupy Wall Street weren't puss cats. That's the best way I can describe it. Like, right, I'm not right. saying this is good. I'm saying it's mind-blowing. And Americans don't do this. Americans, you know, sit home and polish their bayonets. But these people are out there, and I'm not saying it's good, but it's mind-blowing. We'll be back with more from Kiev with the Wurmabago on the Freedom Fiends.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Live Talk Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It's the bottom of hour one. I'm Nima Vidati. We've got Michael W. Dean out there in Airworm One, flying over the Atlantic. How's it going, Mr. Dean?
Well, those Ukraine girls really knock me out. They leave the West behind. That's the Beatles got in so much trouble from that. And the funny thing is, like, all the right wingers back then were like, oh, they just back they're saying good things about the Soviets. You know what? All these right wingers that polish their bayonets and say, when the time comes, we're going to cross a line and we got our Second Amendment. Man, you guys have nothing compared to, I don't want to say you have nothing, that's collectivist, but go look at this footage of the Ukraine. And I'm not advocating for violence. I'm not saying this is not a call to violence, but I'm saying, look at what's going on in the Ukraine. First of all, it's horrible. These people like probably can't get to their homes. They're like pinned down in the street, probably eating cats because they can't get anywhere to a store. Right. They're okay. It's like Occupy Wall Street with weapons. Picture that, fighting off the government. And they don't have rifles. And Boston Tea Party says no revolution was ever won with pistols. They have a couple pistols, but mainly they have like baseball bats, homemade body armor that apparently isn't working. You know, they're holding like shields made of tin that rifles can go right through, and they're throwing Molotov cocktails at the government. And this is happening in the daytime in the streets of Kiev right now. Go on YouTube, go search, you know, uprising. I mean, this is like more mind-blowing than the Arab Spring, because the Arab Spring there was violence, but it was mainly the government attacking people and occasionally like one person punching the other person or hitting them over the head with a rock. But this is like a guerrilla army staving off the government for 3 months in the streets of downtown Kiev with improvised weapons, basically.
Well, and it's in the West. I mean, I guess it's still Eastern Europe, but it's still Europe, right? I mean, it's not the
Middle
East.
This doesn't look like a third world country, as you know, that's a weird phrase, but and
it doesn't look like Tahrir Square. It looks like a European.
It looks like
capital
Berlin.
City.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Paris. Yeah, it's beautiful old buildings, and I mean, you know, there's like signs up for come to the museum and see the works of, you know, I mean, like put it this way, the electricity's on 24/7 in these places, and you know, they have running water.
Well, somebody might say, if I'm playing devil's advocate, these bayonet polishers, as you call them, they would say, those protesters there, all they got are pistols. And here in Merca, we got rifles and Bushmasters. So what do you think about that?
I would say, yeah, and they're going to sit in your drawer forever, except during antelope season. And I'm not saying go out and use them. I'm just saying, like, you know, everybody, a lot of Americans dismiss anything that's not American. Like, you know, Russians, like, oh, those Russians, they fought so poorly against the Nazis and we had to come in and save them. But like, I mean, I guess I'm just kind of talking about the indomitable spirit of we will not conform It's these people. What do you think, Nima?
Yeah, well, I think the power disparity between a pistol and a rifle is less than the power disparity between a rifle and a tungsten rod shot at you from a satellite in space.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what the United States controlling state.
Yeah, they would just murder you. If you did this in D.C. or in, you know, New York City or, you know, Philadelphia.
Yes.
Or, you know.
That's such a great point. If you think we live in a free country,
you.
Imagine how it would look if tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people converged on Washington, D.C. In a protest similar to this. You think that Barack Obama wouldn't send kill squads out to take care of business?
Yeah, he probably would not drone them. He might drone. He might do an airstrike after 3 months of it like these people have had. But no. I mean, Adam Kokesh filmed himself loading a shotgun at 6 a.m. when nobody was on the street and no one saw him do it except his cameraman and his camera.
And he had a paramilitary SWAT team kick in his door and point scary black rifles at every one of his house guests.
Yeah, he was twittering about Free Speech Me the other day. He's thinking of doing it on his thing, on his site. Yeah.
Adam versus the man. So yeah, man, my point is this. It's that we have to fight the
state. Nima can't be heard. Nima's not. Damn, turned up music. All right, we'll be back with more on the Freedom Theme. Dan.
Yeah.
Are we out?
You're out.
I'm going to go back to Comrex. I don't care how bad it sounds. We have to do it. Like, are we completely out? We're not going out on air right now, right, Dan?
We got okay, a long break.
You're clear. Skype is way, way better right now, though.
Can you try? It's your connection to the internet, right, Michael? Is it weather issues? And
I don't know, but all that went out of what Nima just said, we have to clarify this. Nima said, we have to fight the state. And then it went to, like, you couldn't hear a thing you said after that, man.
We'll
have to clarify that.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Freedom Fiends,
yes. I'm Nima Vidati. We've got Michael W. Dean on the other end of the intertubes. And I guess we got a little bit of clarification from the last hour.
Let me start. We're using Skype because the government probably or something is messing with our internet, so we're not able to use the normal Comrex, the expensive unit that we use to connect. So we're literally not only connecting to each other via Skype, which usually works well if we're going out over the Comrex, but we're connecting to our network via Skype. So Skype is kind of good, but kind of not. It basically has a lot of noise cancellation in it. We could probably go in and fix that. We don't have time on the breaks to experiment with it. It basically squishes down one sound in favor of another sound to basically so you can use it in like busy coffee shops and offices and things like that. And we don't need that when we're doing our shows from our studios, but it does it anyway. So when the music comes up, it completely obliterates what we're saying. So Nima wants to clarify. All you heard go out after us talking about gunfire in the streets in Kiev was Nima saying, and we've got to fight the government. And then it went to just noise and music. Nima said a lot more after that. That was not a call for violence. We want to explain what were you going to say? What did you say that the people
here's
didn't
the
hear?
Thing, here's the thing. Government or the state is the negation of liberty. I think that's a rough paraphrase of something Mises said.
Yeah.
And so if you want to fight for your freedom or be a freedom fighter, the state is in essence what you're fighting against. But I think we have to be very clear about the effective ways of fighting it. And I don't think it involves violence at all, because the state thrives on it. War is the health of the state. So in any real sense, how are you going to
use the tactics of war to do anything but make the state more healthy. You can't. You have to find alternative ways around it so that the state eventually collapses under its own inefficiency in favor of people choosing the workarounds because they allow people to cooperate in beautiful and much more simple ways rather than dealing with some kind of leviathan that is so insanely hard to deal with. And this should all be fresh in everybody's mind since it's tax season. The concept that I have to go through a million different hoops just to find out some numbers on some government form that the government already knows because I have to report them back to the government even though it already knows it. I'm talking, of course, of my W-2. I have to make sure I get all the different W-2s even though the government already knows the information because the employer sends it to them and to me. And if I don't get it, I have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops to get it. How does that make any sense? Any of the government structures that are in place are completely behind any of the good market structures like eBay or any of the good crypto structures being in put in place now like Bitcoin or Namecoin.
And speaking of Bitcoin and Namecoin and freedom fixes and reduce, you know, our plan is not fight the government. That is impossible. And, you know, people argue with us on that. The bayonet polishers. I have bayonets. I have rifles. I'm not the
This is.
You got a comment. What was the comment?
Well, he said, yeah, you guys are probably right about the benefits of things like Namecoin and Free Speech Me and .bit and all that kind of stuff. But I'm sick of hearing that tired old trope about how you can't fight the government. Just look at Afghanistan. A bunch of cave dwellers with Mosins has defeated the most powerful military force.
Yeah, but look at Afghanistan. Look at the quality of life in Afghanistan for most people from hundreds of years. Okay, Afghanistan is also very unique historically, and I really think that it's going to lose its World Cup championship as the one country that cannot be fought by outside invaders going back about 1900 years or 1500 years.
You think it's going to lose its status? Is that why?
I think so. They'll just go back to – they'll just start napalming it. They'll bring back napalm or something. I don't know, man. You can't fight the modern armies forever with, you know, Soviet-era Cold War and World War II technology.
Well, even if you prevent them from winning, because really, in a lot of senses, a colonial attacking power can't ever defeat a persistent indigenous force. They can only hold on to it for so long.
But it basically leads to daily – they're not losing, but they're not winning. If they were winning – Russia and the United States would have tried to stop occupying. I guess Russia did try to stop occupying them, but, you know, if they were winning, no American soldier would ever be able to have boots on the ground there. That's winning, you know.
Yeah. If they were winning, they would have a society that we could look at and say, huh, it's kind of nice there. I might like to visit.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever go to their travel agent and ask for brochures about Afghanistan?
Ever seen an ad on TV? You know, visit. Scenic. Afghanistan is scenic. It has beautiful places you'd want to visit. The American dollar probably goes pretty far there. You could probably, live in Afghanistan on $3 a day. Pretty well. It's kind of like Mexico, but Mexico, as drug war torn it is far more of a tourist destination for Americans and Westerners than Afghanistan is. So speaking of freedom fixes and that part of the world, the Kiev part of the world, not that far from Kiev is Croatia, and I just got some test audio. The audio is not great. I gave her a bunch of tips on how to improve it, but I want to play a minute or less of Free Speech Me audio in Croatian that just came over the internet because this is a freedom fix. Go to freespeechme.org or freespeechme.com.net or .bit if you have Free Speech Me already and see what we're talking about. But here is the test for the translation in Croatian.
Hi, Michael. Hope this is going to sound better. So, stupo parlare di subisca censura, preoccupato per la sicurezza del collegamento internet. Che ne pensi di una soluzione che non sostituisca un potenziale sabotatore con un altro? Free Speech Me è un plugin open source gratuito per Firefox che permette di visualizzare facilmente i siti web.bit.
Beautiful language.
Beautiful language and beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's Iva. That's soothing. The gal. I've never heard her talk. That's the gal that's on the Freedom Fiends buttons.
On the button. Ah, yes. One of the original OG fiends.
Yeah.
Iva.
Yeah. And
how do you pronounce her last name? It's starts with an M, right? But it doesn't.
It ends in
Vich.
Yeah. Everyone in Croatia does.
Yeah, and she's one of the people that was like there from the beginning, and it's really heartening to me to have fans of our Liberty show, not just over the radio in America on 20 stations. Oh, we lost a station and gained two stations. You don't even know this, Nima.
We lost the station that said, why are you guys always talking about hip-hop and rock music?
Yeah, and the guy likes us. That's the thing. I'm not making fun of him. And he's actually considering my nighttime show, or said, send it to me when you have it, because, you know, nighttime, you can probably get away with more weirdness on the radio. But, yeah, he was just like, people call me, and they're like, I like these guys, but I don't know who Kanye East and the Led Zeppelins are, you know?
Yes.
The Nirvanas. Yeah.
You know, anything about Mulatto Crunchy.
There was what is Mulatto Crunchy?
that's them butchering Black Hippie.
Mulatto Crunchy. Yeah, there was a really great comment on the YouTubes on our Chris Novoselic interview. We put it up there, and
yeah.
It got a lot of like Nirvana fans who really liked it and were like, Chris is great. This is one of the best interviews I've ever heard, but I hate the host. Why don't the host just shut up and let Chris talk? And we're like, because when he stopped talking about rock and roll, he was wrong about everything. He thinks that democracy can be fixed and streamlined to work.
Nima, wouldn't you like to vote in this situation?
Better tyrants ruling you and telling you what to do and telling me what to do with your taxes? Yeah, that's his plan. But we love talking rock and roll. Then we'll have him back. We'll have him back for 4 hours on a 2-hour show to talk about rock and roll. But
we had a really bad strategy as a bridge from from rock to politics too. We should have thought that one out better.
What was the bridge?
We were like, let's make fun of Paul McCartney and Dave Grohl.
Let's make fun of your band.
They like the state. Yeah, let's make fun of your favorite people in the world.
That was not a planned segue, but I'll say this. I don't want to speak of the dead or anything, but I don't think Kurt Cobain would want to go hang out at the White House, no matter who the president is. I really don't. In the same way that John Lennon, when he was commanded to perform for the Queen, made fun of her over the microphone and said, oh, just rattle your jewelry if you don't feel like clapping. And then he was knighted, and then he returned his knighthood because as a war protest. That's awesome, man. That's my kind of Beatle. Not the kind of the Paul McCartney that goes and sings at the White House, man. That's square.
Yeah, not the kind that's – and this isn't just rock music. Musicians, but the people who are naive enough to think if they get their party's candidate in the White House, that all of a sudden the power structure of Washington, D.C. is benevolent now, not murderous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, you want to see a cool thing, though, speaking about other countries, go on YouTube and look at the footage of Paul McCartney playing back in the USSR a couple years ago in Red Square in Russia. That's pretty cool, you know, because that couldn't happen. I mean, the Soviet state hated the Beatles. They said they were part of the decadent West. They called them something really funny, like, you know, like the mongrel decadent West or something like that. It was funny.
Is that the word of the day?
It must be. But they called them something like that. But yeah, man. So Kiev, go look at the footage on the internet to Kiev. We got a great comment on that Chris Novoselic thing. I was like, I couldn't stand this host, but he really lost me when he did the ad where he said, send me your Christmas money for political stuff. And I never really thought about that. We have an ad that basically says, don't bother buying presents for people because it's not really on Christmas because it's a forced gift and it's not celebrating the birth of your savior. Send the money to the fiends. It's kind of feisty, but the guy, he may have misheard it. He basically said, like, thought we were saying, like, when grandma gives you your Christmas money, give it to me.
Either way, it's funny. His critique kind of works and was funny.
Yeah.
And, we take it in a good-hearted way because, man, we're cool like that.
Yeah, so the guy who invented the name coin wallet, who programmed the wallet, died mysteriously.
Of a stroke at age 27.
27-year-olds don't die. I think he may have been droned. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because on the Namecoin forums, which I'm pretty new to, and I don't want to say anything disparaging. I'm not disparaging this guy, but I kind of want to make a joke at the state because the guy's name is Mikhail Sidniev, I guess. He's Russian, and he was the guy who made the wallet for them. Before he died, they referred to him as an anonymous coder that we hired. And I guess here's the punchline. In death, a member of Project Namecoin has a name. His name was Mikhail Sidniev.
Wow.
Because he didn't have a name, but once he was
maybe murdered by the state somewhere, or, you know, died of a stroke mysteriously at 27. He suddenly has a name. You know, the drummer.
This is all speculation. I mean, the human race is so unique. I guess somebody could die of natural causes at 27, or maybe he had some kind of genetic heart or circulatory system issues, or we don't know, man.
But you know, Aaron Schwartz, the guy who came up, one of the guys who came up with the idea for a coin-based DNS system, died, hanged himself, or was murdered by the state because he was facing 50 years in prison. We'll be back with more on the Freedom Fiends when we get back from this.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. That proves you're smarter than most people.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Federal Reserve notes only have value because of a collective hallucination, whereas gold and silver are real, and so is their value. Gold and silver predate government-printed funny money, and they will undoubtedly outlive government-printed funny money. Get some gold and silver into your hands from Midas Resources by going to freedomfiends.com right now and clicking on the Midas Resources banner over on the right. Or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. .bit domains are the decentralized alternative to building your whole web presence on a .com or other top-level domain that can be shut down at any time for any reason by any government without due process. We've already created a working beta of the Free Speech Me Firefox plugin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Free Speech Me is a game-changing, world-advancing leap for freedom. Free Speech Me is open source, and best of all, it's free. Go right now to freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org.
Technical difficulties here over on the Creative Fiends Live Talk Radio Show, but we still made slots. We
got
still
it.
Here.
We got
the alarm
it.
Didn't go off. Yeah,
uh-huh. We got
that's
it.
How you
we
do
got
radio.
Back. Yeah, and we may experience a little dropouts here. Let's blame the government. I mean, I don't know that it's them, but you know, they just released something I saw in Talkers Magazine yesterday that the FCC is being benevolent. Well, there was no like value judgment in it. The value judgment comes from me. The FCC is being benevolent and is not going to require that, for now, that news, radio, and TV agencies have an FCC monitor person in the studio, which is basically very Soviet. Yeah.
That was going to be a thing?
Go on the Fiend's Facebook, and there's a post about it with a link to it. I can't do it because I got too many other things open that are controlling the show here.
Wow.
But yeah, I said someone should make a joke Photoshop of you and I in our home bedroom studios with like a pencil neck geek with frowning, checking things off on a clipboard, probably an iPad these days, over in the corner, like standing next to us in our bedrooms going, I don't like that. I don't like what you said about the president.
I don't like that one bit. And I don't think the president will either.
Some, what's the word? Apparatchik. What's the German word?
Control apparatin
stationed in our home. Like, he'd just show up 5 minutes before every show. He'd be polite. He'd knock. But, you know, he'd be kind of like in England, maybe the cops don't have guns, but and they don't just have a whistle, man. They have a radio they could call a SWAT team with in 5 minutes now. And they do. So that's what the unarmed government bureaucrat in your studio would be. He wouldn't have a gun, but he could call guys with guns and get them there in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, did you see that I think it was Massachusetts or one of those East Coast states. They actually did some kind of study on SWAT raids and how they played out. And some tiny percentage of SWAT raids actually ended in a felony conviction. Like their success rate or felony charges, even not even felony conviction, but the success rate of a SWAT team going after people. So much of it was, botched
theater,
or
man.
It wasn't even a big thing.
Just, it's like the whip. It's the whip. It's the slave master's whip of today. It's can do this to
really
you. You better comply. You know, it's and really like the whole point of a SWAT raid in the way they sell the ability to have a SWAT team is like, protection of society, you know, like if there's a bank robbery, they could go in and rescue the hostages. They often botch that. But more, like, that's like 1% of what SWAT teams do. Like 99% of what SWAT teams do is serve warrants on people who are alleged to have a bunch of marijuana or pills or guns in states where you can't have guns or guns when they're a convicted felon because they had a bunch of pills or weed 20 years ago.
That's a really good point, too. Even though they said that a tiny percentage was actually felony charges, all of those felony charges were probably crimes that aren't really crimes.
Yeah.
Like having the wrong plant or having the wrong hunk of metal.
You know why I hate Ted Nugent and why Ted Nugent is no better than Nancy Pelosi, and he's very similar to Nancy Pelosi in a lot of ways?
There's many reasons, but which one are you talking about now?
Ted Nugent is adamantly pro-war on drugs. And
he is, and he's supposed to be a rock guy. How can you be into rock and roll?
I guess, I mean, Frank Zappa was adamantly anti-drug, but Frank Zappa
was not pro-drug war.
He was anti-drug war. His thing was just the market. He would fire you if he found you high in his band.
Right.
Literally. Right. I mean, literally, the market should take care of that, you know? I'm all in favor of drug testing by employers if the government's not involved. I think they should be able to do that. You know, if you're operating heavy machinery and your boss is responsible for your life and the life of everyone around you, he should be able to drug test you, and you should be able to say, okay, no, I don't want this job because I want to do drugs. I'm going to go be a DJ at a death metal record store instead, you know?
There you go. Everything boils down to consent, or so much of everything boils down to consent, right? And there was that that great Snowden quote that people have been throwing around on a meme that if we don't know what the government is doing, how can we give our consent to it? You know, that's the thing. Even if you are put on your minarchist hat and say, well, we got to have a state to do this or that, even though they're the worst at everything in the world, we still got to have them. Even if you thought that, how can you give your consent if government's supposed to rest on the consent of the governed? It's like if somebody gave you a roofie, right? You don't know what's going on, so you can't give your consent.
The government roofies people, literally. I mean, like not literally. Well, literally, yeah, they probably drug people.
Well,
they murder
do to
people.
Us, we
they
don't
drug
know.
People.
We don't know the extent of how they're looking at us. They're the people. Toms, we can never know exactly when they're doing what they're doing and how they're doing it.
Think about that rant in Boys in the Hood or some other that kind of movie. You know, what my friend calls the genre of three friends. One friend dies, one friend goes to prison, and one friend changes his ways. That's his name for that genre of African American movie making. It's a great genre. I love it. I love Boys in the Hood. I love New Jack City.
Do the right thing.
But do the right thing. But isn't there a rant in there where someone says something about, like, you know, there's no black people owning planes. They're not bringing the coke into the hood. You know, it's the government, man. It's the
CIA.
I think
it's Boys in the Hood. Yeah. Yeah, and that's explored a lot in lots of media. We'll be back with more on the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends, not your grandpa's talk radio.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support, only a phone call away, 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host, because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
All right, welcome back to the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. I am Nima Vedati here with my baby girl, Lily June Vedati. And we've got Michael W. Dean over in Airworm One flying. I think he's over the Eastern Seaboard now. How's it going, Mr. Dean? Are you eating your lobster in first class?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Do you need, when do you get your hot towel? I think you need to get a little smidge right there.
Excuse me, miss.
There.
Could you bring me a hot towel, please?
Okay.
Oh, thank good, you. Good, good, good. And a non-alcoholic martini. Thank you.
What would a non-alcoholic martini be? Water with an olive in it?
Water with a dirty olive in it? Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. So I hope we're sounding better. We got a couple emails saying, you got to sound really fuzzy and crunchy. And it's like, I blame the government.
Of course.
Yeah, and Brad
said, here's the thing is used to people would make funny and say, oh, you're just being paranoid. But the actual fact of the matter is the government is always messing with everybody's computer.
Yeah.
Read the Snowden document.
I know.
It's just whether or not they're actively looking at you
and
or not.
And we've said it before and we'll say it again. It's very hypocritical. I mean, they're spying on all of it and they're keeping all of it. Thing, you know, I said to Michael Shanklin the other day, I was like, he wanted to like interview me and he flaked on it. And, you know, he's a busy guy. He's got a kid on his lap all the time, too. You know, he wanted to do it on Google Hangouts and something where like you allow Google to access your desktop so you can show on the video what you're doing on your desktop. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. And he's like, you know, that's the CIA looking in your computers. And he's like, he basically said, this is mind blowing from a Liberty, you know, on a Liberty guy, like Liberty spokesperson like him. He said, basically, I don't care. I got nothing to hide. And it's like, even if you can't keep them out, which you can to an extent, and we do some encrypted stuff, but even if you can't keep them out, just having the added that, I don't like that attitude. I don't like the, oh, it doesn't matter. And also,
well, that's the open door policy. Like if you live in a neighborhood and you think, oh, well, my neighborhood's so nice, I'm going to just leave my door open.
Yeah.
I won't even just leave it unlocked. I'll just leave it open. Leave my garage door open. You want to come take my car? Go ahead.
And also allowing desktop access to Google. I mean, what's Google? That Google could put in a back door. You know, who knows if they would. Anybody, well, I won't say Google, someone who has that access could put in a back door that, you know, 6 months from now could turn off your Comrex and make it jumpy while you're trying to do a radio show. Who knows what they could do?
Who knows? Yeah, yeah. And I'm much less upset about private companies gathering my data, but I kind of waffle back and forth on that because the thing is, private companies give all their data to the government anyway, right? The NSA has access to all of Google's databases, all of anybody's database. So even if a company is using all of my info to sell me things and I like it because I'm being marketed the products that I want and I'm like, yay, capitalism, the market. The fact that the NSA exists, the fact that there is a central state that has the power to off anybody it wants because it feels like it, that's the scary thing, man. That's the element that needs to be removed from the whole process. I mean, in the future, information will be a lot more open, but I think that's a lot less scary if there's not drones at the whims of politicians.
Well, I'm really psyched about .bit and Free Speech Me and Namecoin, and I have said what's good for Namecoin is good for free speech and vice versa, which is a paraphrase of the guy who was being confirmed for Congress who said, I used to believe – basically they said – because he used to be part of the military, and they said, "Could you know?" Congress said, "Could you be the head of the assistant, you know, the vice president of General Motors, and not have a conflict of interest because you worked for the military?" And he said, "There was a time when that question wouldn't have made sense to me, because I always believed before, until recently, that what's good for General Motors is good for America. And that was paraphrased wrongly as, you know, the head of General Motors, like Henry Ford said, what's good for General Motors is good for America. That wasn't it. But what's good for Namecoin is good for Free Speech Me and vice versa. And I'm really psyched about the .bit domain thing, because it's impossible to keep the government from reading most of what you do these days. But I care a little less that they read it all if they can't delete me from letting other people read my thoughts. And with .bit, any government bureaucrat with a corner office or one or two cubicles over from a corner cubicle can send an email or a letter or a fax to ICANN and get a .com or anything that's not .bit taken down without due process. So You know, they can do what they want.
The scary thing is what they can do with the information. That's what scares people.
They can drone you.
That they can see. It's what they will do with all that information in the future. And the thing is, all this stuff will live forever on some server in Utah or Maryland or wherever they have all your data stacked. And 30 years down the line, some evil politician, like this lady was being interviewed on Scott Horton the other day, some Massachusetts ACL girl, but she was actually pretty decent. And she said, well, if you're a Democrat now and you think, well, I don't care if Barack Obama's NSA knows everything about me. Well, will you care when Rick Santorum is the president?
Yeah.
And he's spying on you because you're trying to get married and he wants to send the cops there?
Or Mitt Romney. And speaking of Mormons and Utah, where you're from, I will say this. The United States committed genocide and ethnically cleansed all the Mormons that were willing to fight the federal government. Think about that, because the ones that are left, I mean, there's a few people, there are a few state senators, et cetera, in Utah that are talking about turning off the water supply to that giant spy, you know, the water cooling to that.
Yes.
Because they're stealing a bunch of water
from the 10th Amendment Center.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And there are some politicians in Utah on board with that. But basically, you know, the Mormons went west. They stopped in a desert and had a vision and said, this is where we will build our promised land on Earth. And built it, and they wanted to be, some of them wanted to be able to have more than one wife, and the government murdered them over that. And I have no problem. Anybody who's in favor of gay marriage shouldn't laugh at polygamy, really, because it's basically about marriage choice. And a lot of leftists who are pro-gay marriage are like, oh, look at these polygamists. This is crazy. Now, the ones that forcefully marry their 14-year-old cousin, I'm not down with that, or their 14-year-old neighbor, but that, you know, that show on TV, the guy that has a bunch of wives, that doesn't look like sin to me, and it doesn't look like it should be illegal. And actually, he won a court case recently, which is cool.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, to me,
consenting adults do is none of anybody else's business but those consenting adults.
You think of the premise of that show, like he's got seven wives and they all live together. It sounds like a big hippie orgy. It's not, man. It looks like seven times the hassle to me. And I'm not saying I'm not saying one wife is a hassle, but seven wives looks like a big hassle to me. I've dated seven women at once. It's one of them always wants to kill you. It's not fun. Yeah.
Just one? At a minimum, one.
At a minimum, one wants to kill you. Yeah.
At a time,
So,
That's a good point. And that's not the only genocide at the hands of state power in Washington, D.C. either. I mean,
ask the Indians.
Obviously, I mean, the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And leaving the ones that were compliant, basically putting them in concentration camps that they called reservations and death marching them. Think about the Trail of Tears.
I mean, the fact that you can leave an Indian reservation and, you know, go shopping in another county, that's just a concentration camp with a day pass. It really is. You know,
it's a GME. It's a government modified environment.
There
it's
you go.
A great little microcosm.
It's the post office. It's the post office. Yeah. You know, it's a town that's run like the post office. You know,
there are no economies in these places either. You look at them and I was a news reporter on an Indian reservation, and that's always what the talk was about, was how do we build up an economy? And then you talk to the president of the tribal council or whatever, and you ask, you know, will you guys ever try to not have your whole economy be based on getting money from the state and the feds? And the answer was a simple no. It was a one word answer. It was.
Yeah. And the Native Americans that thrive are the ones that leave the reservations and, you know, go start casinos or something. I think we've lost Mr. Nima Vidati. I think he's been droned. Yeah. He's back. He's back. Hey, Nima. You know, I'm kind of amazed.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. I'm kind of amazed in this is kind of an off topic, okay, but it's connected. It's about liberty. I'm kind of amazed now that I'm really in the cryptocurrency community, so to speak. And it's kind of fun because it's like I was studying this and using it and talking it up for years, but I wasn't on any of the boards. And it's like, I come on the boards and like it still says newbie with 10 posts or whatever, but it's like people are coming to me for advice. It's kind of interesting. But I'm kind of amazed how many people who live and breathe cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Namecoin and all the coins, are still statist. Like they don't see how important what they're doing is to like replace this. And some of the like programmers involved in this, like they don't really look at censorship the way we do as an absolute abject evil to be fought with technology. They kind of look at it as like an inelegance in a math problem to be solved. Like they look at censorship as distortion in a formula that needs to be smoothed out. But it's fine because they're working on this stuff and I don't know how to program, so it's good.
Yeah. You know, well, like, it is that. It is an inelegance in a math problem.
And a lot of them are like,
just take it personally.
A lot of them are like in favor of net neutrality. And I kind of think net neutrality is what is giving us the problems today. Like they don't technically have it in law yet, but there's kind of, there's pattern shaping, there's shifting, you know, shifting. It's probably like I've watched too much on Netflix this week and my ISP is going, well, we don't really have a hard limit. We say unlimited internet, but we're going to limit your internet a little bit. It could be something like that, you know? Yeah. Nima's got a delay.
Well, that's why also what we need is if – do I have a delay?
Yeah, but you just
why don't
go.
You take it for a little bit while I reboot?
Okay. All right, let's do that. So Nima Vidati here with Mr. Michael Dean having technical problems. And before you say, this show is horrible, they're having technical problems. It's the government, man. It is the government-controlled internet. It's, we were using Skype earlier. It's, yeah, man, I'll bet they're not having these problems in the war room at the Pentagon. I'll bet their internet is solid.
Yeah.
So Nima, count off. We'll do the count off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2,
that's pretty close.
Three,
yeah.
4.
Yeah, you, right. I didn't even need to reboot, man. You just reboot. So,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody out there should let me know when Adam Kokesh starts doing live radio again, because he wants to have me on to talk about Namecoin and Free Speech Me and freespeechme.org, where everyone should go. And, you know, basically, I'm too busy building the roads on the internet to even read my Twitter feed. So I'm not going to, and I'm not even having time to listen to LRN, which I used to listen to nonstop. So, I'm fiend sourcing this. When Adam Kokesh, a political prisoner who's out, when he gets back on live radio, somebody drop me an email, please, and let me know. Thank you.
Yes. Excellent. Well, what we need, too, is we have this whole .bit domain thing now. We need better, more decentralized ways of getting to the internet in the first place.
Yeah.
If net neutrality is going to be the issue and the problem and the centralized scrutinizer control, is anybody working on networks?
Yeah, that's the next step is mesh networking, which is basically
mesh,
there's,
that's what it's called.
There's a Linux, like hardware update hack that people have written for routers. And you'd have to sacrifice a router for this. I don't think you could still use your router for regular internet. But basically, people can have them and go point to point and have an internet without – I mean, one person has to be connected to the internet, but not everyone does. And if you're within a few hundred yards of the next one, you can do it. So, man.
We'll have more after this trip from the market.
Yeah. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts.
Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiend's message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Hi, I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and like you, I'm concerned with privacy on the internet. The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections, and the central scrutinizer is trying to squint into all areas of our lives. That's why smart people surf the net with a VPN or virtual private network. I use a VPN from Bola VPN. Bola VPN has your utmost security in mind and will allow you to surf, email, and do other computing tasks without leaving a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. Unlike many other VPN providers, Bola VPN doesn't log traffic. With Bola VPN, you can change your apparent location or disappear completely. Bola VPN has been around since 2007, which is OG in the VPN world. Bola VPN is easy to install and configure. Best of all, it can be had for less than 25 cents a day, which is a small price to pay for this much security. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them through the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Yo, it's the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. Woo! Thank you, everyone, so much for listening today. Worms. I, of course, am Nima Vedati here in Central Texas. Michael W. Dean is the other partner in Fiendage.
You were in high school when you were a football player. The girls all called you Vedati the Body. Now you're Vedati the Daddy.
Vedati the Daddy, yes. Yeah. I did have some football coaches call me V Daddy because I don't think they knew how to pronounce my name.
So sounds hip hop. Sounds like a rap name.
Yeah. Well, and some called me Duwadi because that's how bad they were at pronouncing my name. Duwadi. Yeah, that's not my name. As if I were a ting ting. But we've got the tweak and review upcoming. Do you want to play the jingle or should we just wing it?
Go ahead, man. I'm trying.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Just hanging
cool, cool.
out with my wife, man. This is all you. This segment.
It's all me. I've got my baby girl asleep on my chest, man.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go like this. Number one, Fiends Go International. Yes, we've got several free speech me videos in multiple languages now. Yes, to get rid of the control apparatchiks, control apparatins, all those statins, all those peoples, those statists that want to block us. We will not be blocked. And the way we do that is through bypassing the turret of the state. Because not only are the fiends going international, but so is unrest. Look at Ukraine. Look at Turkey. Look at what happened in Egypt. Some people are saying it's not the Arab Spring anymore, but this year is going to be the global spring. You know, the sad thing is that it seems like a lot of these people out in the street throwing Molotov cocktails, they're upset, and that's cool. I get that. I'm upset about the state of the state too. But I can't help but think that a lot of people are trying to fight for their version of the state. They're trying to fight for control over that gun turret in the center of the hill that is the state.
The thing that's going on there that we were talking about in Ukraine, not the Ukraine, because then the other Ukraines get upset. It's basically a union. They're on strike. It's union members because they want to join the European Union, and I think they largely are workers because a lot of them are wearing hard hats.
Thin plastic hard hats
to protect against the rifle bullets the police are firing. Whatever, they probably started with rubber bullets and then escalated when they didn't go home. They did actually.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, we shouldn't be fighting to control the gun turret that's in the center of the hill that is the state. Why don't we cooperate to dismantle it, man? And we could do that with technology, right? If it's this old 1950s 50 cal German machine gun or whatever on top of the hill, let's all just go underneath it and use things like Free Speech Me and Bitcoin and the blockchain to just make it to where it doesn't function anymore.
And, if all these people, all these gun companies and ammo companies that said, I support liberty and the rights of the individuals in their sales material, if that was really true, the rifle bullets they'd be making for the government would be a millimeter too big and wouldn't fit in the guns.
Ha, 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 ha. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, well, that just goes to point out how the state distorts the market, though, doesn't it?
Because, and think about that, though. Like, that's cheered when it happened in Nazi Germany. And I cheer it. And I'm surprised that guy didn't get murdered by Hitler for making the mortar shells that couldn't fit in the mortar gun. But, you know, if you said that about, like, you know, Winchester or any of these Smith & Wesson, any of these companies that make all the guns for the cops and the army, you know, if you said they should do that, people consider that treason. Like, that's un-American. That would endanger lives, you know? So, yeah, I think we've lost Daily the internet based. Completely. Oh, Nima's there. Hey, Nima, what's up?
This man.
Yeah, come on back, man.
Yeah.
We like you.
Well, is there a big, long delay?
No. Go ahead. Like me. Oh, I hear your baby.
Okay. I was going to say, oh, yeah, that's Lily. Lily. All right, man. Think about who takes your freedom away every day. It's Washington, D.C. It's the city hall in your town. It's the state capital Cheyenne. In your state. Those are the people that are writing the rules that gets you SWAT teamed. Those are the people that write the rules that tells the FBI to go and raid the Gibson guitar factory. These are the people taking away your freedoms, man. And so, yeah, don't give them all the guns in the world. Don't give them the right of way to use those guns against you and your buddies that are just trying to interact in a peaceful society. Don't do it, man.
No.
Fiend on. Worms.
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 Worms. Freedom fiends and worms.
Say worms, DJ.
Worms.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Make an appointment to listen while it's still legal. Learn more about the Fiends and download archived shows at freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
If you mess up, just keep going. And then the line about Bitcoin has to have a pause before and after it, because I may have to cut it out.
Okay.
Every paragraph should have a pause. Now say, that's brinkoffreedom.net.
That's brinkoffreedom.net.
Okay. Can you do, that was really good. Can you do one more take all the way through about an inch further away? I was getting a little popping from you on some plosives.
Okay. That's brinkoffreedom.net.
Yay. Okay. Thanks, babe.
Of course.
Cats were very quiet for that take. Shut up, cat. Daddy's recording. Free Speech Me. Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. We've already created a working beta of the Free Speech Me Firefox plugin. Think that's it, kiddies.